Okay, what's up, guys? We are back with episode 15. I feel like that is a milestone for us, but episode 15 of the Strong Body, Stronger Mind podcast.
Welcome back if you are a returning listener, and welcome if you are new. My name is Celeste Barker.
And my name's Chelsea Stewart, and we are both coaches on Team NK Athletics. We are online fitness, health, lifestyle, mental health. I mean, you name it. I feel like we kind of cover all the bases coaches.
Yeah.
And
we
wear all the hats, and we are out here just trying to spread as much helpful knowledge to you guys as we can. We both feel that education is power, knowledge is power, and we just kind of want to cut through some of the bullshit of this fitness industry and give you guys some actual usable facts.
Yeah, because like she said, there's a lot of just misinformation out there. So our goal with this podcast is to just provide as much solid information and, like she said, cut through the bullshit and just get right to what really matters.
So speaking of things that really matter, it is summertime. And I don't know about you guys, but in the summertime, that is the time of year that I travel. And I have had a lot of clients, new clients, and, you know, my veteran clients who have been doing a lot of traveling lately, and traveling tends to give people anxiety, which is really sad, but it is kind of a fact.
Yeah. Especially when you are into the fitness realm and you have just like a very routine lifestyle, like you go to the gym at the same time every day, you eat similar foods every day. So when you go on vacation, obviously you're not in your normal routine, and that can be very off-putting for people, you know, regardless of where you're at in your journey. Anytime there's like a change of routine, there is going to be some apprehension. So we kind of just wanted to talk about all things vacation, talk about, you know, tracking, should you track on vacation, should you not track on vacation, and just kind of how to go about your vacations, because it's the summertime. Things are opening back up pretty much all across the country here. So there's a lot of people getting amped up to travel. And I think, you know, just talking about how to handle all of that is going to be very valuable for people.
Yeah. So something I notice is a lot of people feel like they can only make progress when everything is perfect. And a big reason people feel this way is because a lot of the progress that they have made has been under that, like you said, structured, very kind of quote unquote easy conditions, right? You know, if you're home and you're able to make all of your meals and you live on your normal routine where you know exactly what time of day, what days of week you can go to the gym, you know, you're going to get your sleep, you know how to get your steps in, like you just have this routine, it's really easy. And so all of the progress that you've made, especially if you are newer to the whole fitness space and goal setting space, has been in this routine. So it feels like, okay, well, I know how to make progress here, but does that mean as soon as I step away from that, even for a short period of time, I'm going to lose all of the progress? And the fact of the matter is absolutely not. Even if you were to just take a vacation and not do anything fitness related, you will not lose all of the progress that you've made, but we're going to give you some really, really, really good tips as to how you can quote unquote stay on track, or just kind of feel a little bit more in control of your vacation.
Yeah. So there is a lot of things that this topic can cover. So the first thing we wanted to address is, should you track on vacation versus should you not track on vacation? And kind of, you know, what we tell our clients, and just, you know, just depending on where you are at in your journey, it's going to depend. And the first thing I want to say is that it's always going to be your choice. Like, even as coaches, we can give advice to our clients, but at the end of the day, they are their own person. They have their own autonomy. The choices that they make are going to be their own. And I always, always preface that is that it's a choice, right? And no, there's no right or wrong choice. There's just the choice, and being okay with the choice that you make is going to determine how you just feel throughout the vacation. Because if you choose to not track and you get just, I just lost where I was going with that. My brain just stopped working. If you choose to not track and you stress about it and you stress about, oh my gosh, I'm going to be losing all my progress. I'm going to come back and gain like 10 pounds, right? If you go into it with this negative mindset, you're going to have not a great time on your vacation. Whereas if you choose to not track and you accept the fact that, okay, maybe, you know, when I come back, I might have some, you know, water retention, my, you know, things just might not be as streamlined as they were before, you know, accepting that choice, it's going to make you feel a lot better throughout your vacation. So that's the first thing I wanted to preface, is that it's always going to be your choice. But now we're going to talk about kind of, you know, things to think about in regards to whether you should track versus whether you should not track.
Yeah. So I think too, something to just kind of piggyback off of that is that, like, you don't have to have the same choice every time too. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to say every time I go on vacation, I'm going to stay on track, or every time I go on vacation, I'm going to just fully embrace vacation mode. Like, you're allowed to have some vacations be more on track and some be not, you know? And it, for me personally, it really just depends on why I'm going on the vacation, who I'm going on the vacation with, where I'm going on vacation. You know, there's a lot of factors that play into that. So for example, we both travel a decent amount for work type things. So being fitness coaches and being in the fitness world, you know, we actually have a trip coming up here, like immediately. Celeste is going, what, this week to Texas? Are you going this week or?
I'm not going.
Oh, you're not going at all? Are you going to Branch Warren?
No.
Oh my gosh. How did I not know this? Okay. Well, plot twist. Yes.
I decided well, this kind of just ties into this, but yeah, I decided to not go just because I am on prep and I was originally going to do the actual show, which is why I was going there in the first place. But since we decided to move it back, you know, being on prep, it does require routine, it does require structure. So, you know, with this type of goal that I have, it's very important for me to stay in my routine. And traveling on prep, while it is possible and I've done it before, it can be a lot. And so I made the executive decision to not go on this trip, just because I knew with, you know, my cardio, with where my food is at, with, again, just wanting to stay in my routine and just staying on track with what we are doing, I thought it would be best for me to sit this one out. And, you know, there's going to be more vacations, there's going to be more things after prep, but again, it's just very specific to my goal right now. So, you know, kind of tying back to what Chelsea said before, it kind of just depends on, you know, your goals, where you are at in your journey, and kind of just the purpose of the actual trip. So yeah. I will not be going, but yeah.
Well, I'm sad to hear that, but I will say I'm going to be working the whole time anyway, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, kind of, I guess, so I personally am going to Texas next week. So I'm actually leaving a week from today to go to Texas. I'll be there until Sunday. And while, yes, this technically is a, I don't know if I would call it a vacation, it's still a trip. It's still going to be out of my normal routine. The reason I'm going is to be a coach. My client Hannah is competing in the Branch Warren. So I'm going to be a coach. I'm still going to be working. I'm still going to be training, and yeah, I'm still going to be hitting my macros, but that's because this trip is more so of a work trip, right? Kind of, speaking of, we all went to Miami. We talked a little bit about that in our podcast last week, but we went on a team retreat to Miami. And that, while yes, I guess technically was work because we are coaches on the team, it was still definitely a vacation style trip. You know, we went to the beach, we hung out, we weren't like working during that time. But I did choose to stay on track with my macros and I chose to still work out during that time. But I was there with my clients. I was there with other people who are very fitness and goal oriented. I was there with other people who were still working out every day and still staying on track with their nutrition. So working out and tracking my macros did not take away in any capacity to me enjoying myself on that trip. Whereas last December, John and I went on a trip to Cancun. First time I've ever been to Cancun. First time John and I had ever been on a big trip together. We went to an all-inclusive resort. Absolutely did I not track my macros. I did not track my macros. I was in an all-inclusive resort. Your girl took full advantage of that all-inclusive resort. So it just depends on, honestly, I think a portion of it is whether or not tracking your macros and staying on track with your nutrition is going to take away from your experience or not. And that's a decision that realistically only you can make.
Yeah. And, you know, going back to the Miami trip, like she said, we were all doing kind of the same thing, right? Training all together. You know, we all track our food, we all track our macros, we all are living the same lifestyle. And everybody had similar goals. There were a lot of people who were also in prep. So, you know, staying on track was kind of just what we had to do. So it was a lot, just, it was like a no-brainer that we, you know, were tracking.
And we all did it together. So it was like, exactly. We were still doing everything. We were still experiencing every part of the trip together. We weren't skipping out on hanging out with people or doing things other people were doing in order to go to the gym. Like, no, everybody went to the gym. That was part of it, you know?
Exactly. But whereas, like Chelsea said, she went to Cancun last December, you know, last summer when I was in my off season, you know, my brother was getting married and we, you know, all took a family trip. It wasn't really like a vacation, but we took a trip up to, where was it? Napa for like a week. And I was on track for like most of it, but like there were some days where I did not track my macros. I didn't track on the actual wedding day. I like loosely tracked the day before. I took like a free meal. So kind of going back to what we were saying before is that it doesn't necessarily need to be the same every single vacation, but it also doesn't need to be the same throughout the same vacation, right? So you can have a couple of days where, you know, maybe you are more on track than others, and then some other days where you choose to be a bit more intuitive, a bit more loose with things and just focus on, you know, basic habits. So like, you know, even on that day or those days that I didn't track, I still, you know, make sure to get my water in so that I, you know, had good digestion, because that's not a fun time to be on vacation and you can't poop.
Oh my God, awful.
The worst.
That's the best way to ruin your vacation is to be constipated.
Literally. I focused on getting in a decent amount of protein at, you know, my breakfast and my lunches, because I knew the dinner was going to be, you know, whatever the catered dinner was. So I focused on getting in protein. I focused on getting in fruits, vegetables, fiber. I, you know, went for a walk that morning. I don't know if I can't remember if I trained or not, but I got in a walk with my mom in that morning just to get some movement in, so that, again, helping with digestion, just helping with keeping my, like, somewhat of a routine, because you can still have some routine within your vacation without it being like the exact same routine that you have when you're at home, because that's not gonna, you know, always happen. But you can still instill, those basic, try saying that 5 times fast. You can still instill those basic habits that you have established throughout your journey.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned it doesn't have to be all or nothing, you know, and we'll get into, like, if you do actually want to really prioritize staying on track, like little tips to kind of do that. But, you know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. So even kind of talking about my trip to Cancun, like, I didn't just, like, I have celiac disease. And I mean, if y'all follow me at all, you know, I've got 1,000,001 food intolerances and sensitivities. Like, I wasn't out here eating a whole bunch of foods that I knew were gonna not digest well. I always tell my clients, like, if you wouldn't normally eat a specific thing because it would literally constipate you or bloat you or make you feel terrible, it's still going to do that to you if you're on vacation. So it's not like a free for all. Like, I would not usually eat a lot of greasy foods or gluten. Like I said, I literally have celiac disease. I don't really eat a lot of dairy. So I didn't eat those things while I was there. And I still practiced, you know, utilizing my mindfulness and my knowledge. Like when I went and ate a meal, I got a protein source, I got a fruit or a veggie or both, and I got a carb source, and I made a balanced plate. You know, I wasn't just like, oh, I'm on vacation in Cancun, so I'm only going to eat tacos and tequila the whole time. Like there's a balance aspect, and that comes with just, you know, it doesn't have to be physique oriented. It can just straight up be, hey, I want to feel good and enjoy my trip. You know, it's not always about food, but also like still prioritizing water intake, still moving your body, at least to some degree, like wake up in the morning and take a walk. You don't have to go work out if you don't want to. You can, if you want to, but again, that's your choice, but move your body. Just these really basic things that don't think of it from a like physique standpoint always. It's always also like, how do you want to feel while you're on your trip? And I want to feel good personally.
Yeah. Like anytime I'm on a vacation or a trip and, you know, I want to genuinely, you know, work out just because again, it makes me feel good. It's something that I like to do. I try to do it in the morning so that it's, you know, the first thing that I do. And then I have the rest of the day to enjoy the trip, enjoy the vacation, and be able to, you know, spend time with people. Cause usually if I'm on a vacation, like with my family, they're not necessarily morning people. So that morning, the morning is my time to like focus on me, what I want to do, get my workout in or movement in, and then I can spend the rest of the day with them.
Yeah, I love that. Like kind of finding the time where you're not really doing anything else if you want to work out, and like make that be your time to work out. Or another thing I tell people with working out is like, kind of figure out how much time you want to spend working out. And instead of being so stuck on like following your specific program, just like set a timer and go move your body for that amount of time. So that's usually how like I will handle working out. If it's a trip that's not a fitness people trip, like if I'm going on vacation with my family doesn't really work out. So if I go on a trip with my family, like I'm going to be missing out on time with them. So what I'll do is I'll be like, all right, I'm going to go work out for 30 minutes, get into the gym, set a timer for 30 minutes, and just kind of do what I can in that amount of time. I moved my body. It's going to help with nutrient partitioning throughout the day. It's going to help with my digestion, and I just move on. Like, again, if I want to work out and I want to actually follow my regular training program, I will. If I don't, then I will do something like that, or I'll just take a walk.
Yeah. So kind of in summary for this part of, you know, vacations and things like that, before we get into tips and tricks for tracking, if you do want to stay on track. But when it comes to choosing whether to stay on track or not, again, it doesn't have to be I am on track or I am not on track. It can be fluid. It can be, you know, maybe, you know, this day I'm just going to practice basic habits. This day I might loosely track, right? And again, it just depends on the purpose, I guess, of the vacation, you know, whether it's like a work trip or whether it's like a, you know, all-inclusive vacation. Those two are going to have like different approaches. So again, it just kind of depends on your goals, where you are at, and what you know, want to prioritize during that trip.
Yeah. I usually recommend too, like if you're someone who travels every weekend, like I've had a couple of clients who like were in sororities in college. And so, I mean, any of you guys listening, if you're in a sorority, like y'all have a lot of friends. And I swear people in sororities are going to weddings every weekend for like their whole life. Like I'm just convinced that if you were ever in a sorority, you're going to have a weekend or a bachelorette party every weekend of your life. So I have had clients that have had literal like girls weekends almost every single weekend. Okay, well, if you have a girls weekend every single weekend, you're probably going to want to balance that out a bit. You know, maybe sometimes we enjoy them a little bit more with a little bit less fitness, and sometimes we prioritize our fitness a little bit. You know, it's just a balance here. But if you're someone like me, like I don't go on vacation very often, maybe once a year, if that, I'm just going to enjoy the vacation. It's once a year. I mean, it's so easy for us all to recognize that we're not going to progress and reach our goals in 1 week. But for some reason, we all jump to conclusions on the opposite end and think we're going to ruin everything in 1 week. It doesn't happen either way. Just honestly, be realistic with yourself. That's the biggest tip I can give you, is be realistic and allow yourself to just kind of do what feels right.
Yeah. And before we jump into tips, what I also always tell my clients is that, you know, your routine's always going to be there when you get back, right? Your macros aren't going anywhere. The gym isn't going anywhere. You know, the best thing that we do when we come back from a vacation is get back into our normal routine. Things are going to buff out.
Yeah. For the most of us, there isn't a timeline on our goals. Like, right. Like Celeste, obviously she's in prep. She has a show. She needs to be on her shit. There's just no way around that. But like, for most of us, there's no timeline. Like, who said you have to lose X amount of pounds by X date? Like, it can wait a week. It's not going to make that big of a difference. Like, your goals can, there's no timeline.
Yeah. So tracking and traveling vacations, how to go about it, tips and tricks, all of those good things. Let's get into it.
Yeah. So usually for my clients, when they want to stay on track, at least to some degree, while they're traveling, I give them a couple options. I say, okay, we can either take your macros and give you macro ranges. So usually I'll go plus or minus 10 to 20 grams per macro. So, you know, plus or minus like 20 grams of protein and carbs, plus or minus, you know, 10 grams of fats. Let's try to stay within these ranges. Or I'll say, hey, let's try to stay within this range of protein and then in a like 200 calorie range. And then you can kind of either, you can still track things to a T, or to be honest, if you're tracking in like a 200 calorie range, there's no reason you can't guesstimate and still land in that range. And then I always, again, tell them, still prioritize fiber, still prioritize water, still prioritize movement. So that's usually how I have my clients handle nutrition when they travel. That, or if they know, like I've had some clients who will go on like family vacations and like the family eats a dinner together, but the rest of the day, everybody's on their own. And that's how my family does vacations as well. Yeah. So I will have them kind of handle them the way I personally do. And I just set my days up as if my dinner is a free meal every day. So I would take my macros, and depending on where I'm going to go, you know, if I'm going to like an Italian restaurant, it's going to be very high calorie versus going and getting some like fresh fish and vegetables or something. I'm going to quote unquote save, you know, anywhere from 30 to 40% of my overall macros for that free meal. And then I'm going to aim to, you know, hit the rest of my macros throughout the day, have a normal breakfast, a normal lunch, a normal snack, and really prioritize protein, fiber, and just balance throughout the day before I go and have that free meal.
Yeah. I basically give the same like options for my clients. And you know, when I tell them, you know, let's prioritize protein, things like that, give them suggestions for like foods that they can bring. And when it comes to foods you can bring, obviously it's going to depend on where you are going and like where you're staying. So if you're like staying in an Airbnb versus a hotel, obviously in an Airbnb, you're going to have like a full kitchen. Whereas in a hotel, you might just have a fridge and a microwave. So that is going to kind of
determine
what foods you can bring. So, you know, easy protein sources that you can have in a hotel with a mini fridge, right? You can bring some protein powder. That's always a good one. Some deli turkey, hard-boiled eggs, Greek yogurt, beef jerky. You can pre-cook, that's the word, like chicken, or buy pre-cooked chicken or canned chicken or tuna packets, right? Those are all going to be super easy protein sources that you can just grab and go, make meals out of. And then easy carb sources, things like rice cakes, dried fruit, those like microwave rice packets, microwave oatmeal packets. And then for like fat sources, you can have those individual nut butter packets. So all of those are going to be easy, you know, food sources that you can have in a hotel. And then obviously in an Airbnb, if you have, you know, access to a grocery store, you know, when you get there, you can stock up on some easy groceries, right? And honestly, when you're on vacation and if you're trying to save money, you're not going to want to eat out at every single meal. That's just going to be very, very expensive. So you can opt to maybe make like two meals at wherever you're staying, whether it's like breakfast, lunch, and then you go out to dinner, and have that as like your bigger vacation meal, right? So you can save some money and be a bit more on track with your nutrition.
Yeah. Also, I'm a really big fan of Instacart. I feel like people don't know about Instacart. Like y'all, when we bring it back to Miami, how many times can I bring up Miami? But we got to Miami, we got there super late. Like we ended up not getting to our Airbnb until like 9 o'clock at night and everything was closed. And so literally I set up my Instacart to have it delivered to me first thing in the morning. If you spend over like $35 on Instacart, you get free delivery and they will grocery shop for you. You don't even have to go anywhere. Like you can literally have your groceries brought to you, or meal prep companies will often deliver things to hotels even. So obviously delivering to an Airbnb would be easy. It's usually just like a house or a condo or something, but you can even have like meal prep companies deliver food to your hotel or Airbnb. Now that's going to be a little bit more expensive. Don't get me wrong, but you know, if you have the money and you want to do it, it's a really easy option. But I almost always stay in an Airbnb pretty much anywhere I go, and I Instacart every time. Like I rarely go and get groceries myself. Cause a lot of times I don't have a car, you know? So it's like kind of a pain in the ass. I don't know if anybody's ever Ubered to a grocery store and then had to Uber home. It's kind of awkward. I have to, it's awkward, like get into the Uber.
Didn't you do that? Did you do that in Vegas?
Yes, I did that in Vegas. And then more recently, when I went to Asheville with my sister for her bachelorette weekend, I Ubered to a Whole Foods and I got into this freaking car with like four bags and like four gallons of water. And this guy was like, "What are you doing?"
Getting food, dude. I'm hungry.
That was pre Instacart days. I did not know about Instacart. Nowadays, I would Instacart because that shit's a lot easier. But
2021, yeah, those baby. Were all, So it's 2021, baby. Take advantage.
2021, baby. Download an app. It's a lot easier. But yeah, those are all like the same foods that I would recommend. I also, I'm usually not a fan of fiber supplements. Like anyone who's ever worked with me knows, I like yell at my clients when they're taking fiber supplements because I'm just like, bruh, you need to eat fruits and veggies. Like if you need fiber supplements, to me, that usually means you're not eating a variety of food and you're not eating fruits and veggies. Like we need micros too, guys. But the one time I ever say a fiber supplement can come in handy is when traveling. And it's because at the end of the day, I'd rather you take a fiber supplement than not get enough fiber in and again, end up constipated. So that's one time that I do recommend, like just literally go to the store and buy some fiber pills or psyllium husk or even fiber gummies, but what is it? The Metamucil. Bring that with you. It's good. Worst case scenario, don't rely on it. But if you get to the end of the day, you know, realistically, you had 10 grams of fiber that day. Let's take some fiber and just ensure that we poop the next day, honestly.
Yeah. Traveling is probably one of the exceptions when it comes to being a bit more, quote unquote, reliant on supplements like fiber, protein powder, protein bars, things like that. Just be mindful of your own body digestion, because sometimes if we're just like pumping our body with a lot of like protein things, that can just offset your digestion. So just be mindful of your body. Maybe don't have four protein bars in a day to get your protein in. But you know, a protein bar, a couple scoops of protein powder, fiber supplement, not going to be the end of the world for like, you know, a couple of days on your vacation.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to save you, use it. Just don't become reliant on it. That's the best tips ever. So let's talk about how to go to restaurants and not go wild. Okay. So first and foremost, if you want to have just free range at a restaurant, again, it comes down to what do you want? What are you trying to get out of this trip? Now, if this trip is a foodie trip and you are just trying to experience the food in a city, like if you're going to New York City, you've never been there and you just want to try all the good foodie things in New York City, have at it. That's your decision. Yeah. But if you want to go to a restaurant and stay semi on track, here are some tips.
Yeah, I feel like people, especially if you're just like getting into fitness or getting into tracking, like, it's this thing that we go to a restaurant, it's like, oh, I cannot track it. I just cannot. It's not the food that I normally eat. And that's just not true. Yeah. Like, literally, pretty much almost any restaurant that you go to, there's going to be something that is semi-macro friendly, if not very macro friendly, that you can order. And yes, you will more than likely have to make some substitutions, but again, comes down to, what are you trying to get out of this meal? And one of my first tips is to, when you're ordering something and you are trying to stay semi on track, is to keep it simple, right? The simpler that your order is, the easier that's going to be to track. Because if, you know, you get this meal that has like 20 different ingredients, it's going to be harder for you to, you know, guesstimate how much of this is in it versus how much of that. And so it's going to be a bit off. You know, if you're guesstimating, it's going to be a bit off regardless. But the simpler that you keep your order, the easier that's going to be for you to track that order.
Yeah. And speaking of keeping it simple, I know a lot of people are very scared to be like picky and particular at a restaurant or like make any type of adjustment. Let me tell you guys, the waiters do not give a shit. And not just do they, not only do they not give a shit, they almost prefer when you're a little bit pickier, because when you're a little bit pickier, if they are a little bit more accommodating to you, they know they're going to get a better tip. They just do. So when you say, hey, can I have this, but can I have, I'm sorry, my dog is, one second. We have barking dogs here, so, okay, I think we've
calmed down. All part of the experience here.
Yeah, but what I was saying is, if you say like, hey, can I have the dressing on the side? Or hey, can I have this meal without this? Or can I sub this for this? Or can I have my veggies steamed with no butter? They will do it.
Yeah. It's very, very accommodating. So when it comes to making substitutions for your orders, like Chelsea said, ordering sauces on the side, because when you order a meal and it comes with like dressings and sauces, it's going to be a lot more than probably what is going to fit within your macros. So if you're trying to save on calories, save on macros, asking for things on the side is going to allow you to control how much you use. Because, you know, if you are trying to only use like, you know, a tablespoon or two tablespoons, if you're able to control that yourself, versus having them like douse it in dressings, it's going to be a lot easier for you to track. When it comes to, you know, veggies, a lot of times restaurants are going to cook them in butters or oils. So asking for it steamed or asking for it without butter, without oil. Will it probably still have a little bit of oil? Probably. I always say to, you know, track just like some extra grams of fat just to play it on the safe side when it comes to those things. But it will probably have a lot less, you know, butter, fat, et cetera, if you ask for it to be steamed, ask for it to be grilled, ask for it to be, you know, just prepared a different way. The same thing with protein, right? You don't have to go for the fried chicken or like the sauteed chicken. If you want to, go for it. But if you are trying to, you know, track it, opting for your proteins to be grilled or steamed versus fried or sauteed is also going to save you on calories.
Yeah. I think a lot of times people get in their head that like going out to dinner, the focus is on the food. And every once in a while, it can most definitely be, and it should be. There's nothing wrong with enjoying food. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, when you're on a vacation with your family and you're having dinner with your family, it doesn't need to be all about the food. Like, you can order something that is good, that is enjoyable to you, but it doesn't have to be the highest calorie thing on the menu. Now, if you do really want to order something really calorically dense on the menu. You know, say your favorite food in the world is like a Monte Cristo. I don't know why I just thought of a Monte Cristo, but I know those sandwiches, those are the ones that have like, they're fried. They have like powdered sugar on them, like a very high calorie dinner. Okay. But say that's your favorite food in the world. And you're going to a place that is just notorious for having the best one ever in the world. Well, why don't you just, and you want to stay on track. Okay. This is assuming you want to try to fit it in. Okay. Track that shit ahead of time. Like it doesn't have to be perfect. Like if you're going to a chain restaurant, I can guarantee you, like Cheddar's, for example. I think I thought Monte Cristo's because my dad always orders that from Cheddar's. So Cheddar's restaurant. Cheddar's has their nutrition information online. Literally plug that into my Fitness Pal and then just eat according to whatever's left in your macros before you go and have that dinner. Then you still hit your macros. Was it perfect? No, probably not. But was it pretty dang close? Yeah, it probably was. But say you're going to like a little mom and pop shop and there's no nutrition information online. Usually these smaller places don't have that. Just track the one from Cheddar's. It's probably pretty damn close. Find something, like type it into my Fitness Pal, type in Monte Cristo. And, you know, generally speaking, I say, don't go for the highest calorie one, but also don't go for the lowest calorie one. Find one right in the middle. You know, if there's a Monte Cristo meal in my Fitness Pal that's 1200 calories and one that's 200 calories or one that's 500 calories, maybe we pick one in the middle that's like 800 calories, you know, go with whatever the average is. And again, is it perfect? No, but it's going to allow you to have something that you like that you're not usually going to eat on a consistent basis and still be at least pretty damn near on track towards your goals. And that can be done with anything. But seriously, if you're going to like more of a chain restaurant, almost every chain has nutrition information online. So even if you want to order something higher calorie, like I love the gluten-free pizza from BJ's. It's pretty high calorie. And I'll be the first to admit if I'm ordering pizza from BJ's, I'm eating the whole damn thing. I'm not eating two pieces, you know, and saving the rest for later. I'm going to eat the whole pizza. So I would just, you know, in the morning, I know I'm going to BJ's. I know I'm going to get a pizza. I track that first. And then I make whatever macros I have left after that be what I make my other meals for the day. I enjoy what I want and I stayed on track and I didn't have to order grilled chicken and steamed veggies at dinner.
Yeah. And that could be done for pretty much any cuisine, I guess, that you want to enjoy. Like if you're going to a little Italian restaurant, you can use like Olive Garden. If you're going to a Mexican restaurant, use Chipotle. If you're going to sushi, you know, you can track sushi like on its own. Like my Fitness Pal has so many freaking sashimi and rolls up in there, but you can use like Benihana or Sushi Express or whatever other sushi chains are near you. If you're going to a Chinese restaurant, you can use, you know, Panda Express or PF Chang's or like any chain restaurant. Is it going to be perfect? No. But is it going to be close enough? Yeah. Is that okay?
Honest, even if you were eating at that specific restaurant, it's not going to be perfect. I can guarantee you those chefs ain't back there with food scales. Like they're just not, you know.
Totally, they're not going to be like, oh, 4 ounces.
Yeah, no, they're not picking out the extra 4 grams of rice to make sure that you got exactly, you know, 60 carbs. That's just not what they're doing. So it's not going to be perfect regardless. But again, you're on vacation. And honestly, if you're choosing to stay on track on vacation, you're already doing a hell of a lot more than most people would. So take some confidence in that and be proud of that. But my go-tos, if I'm going to be ordering food that's easy to track from anywhere, is I almost always order sirloin steak. And the reason I do this is A, steak is fantastic. And I'm red meat die hard for the rest of my life. I hate chicken. I just do. What?
That I love chicken.
Ugh, I literally hate it. I hate it. I love steak. I love beef. So I always order sirloin, and A, I like it, but B, steak is kind of expensive. And I can guarantee you, if you order a 6 ounce sirloin, they ain't giving you extra. Yeah. They're not. So you can be pretty confident that something like that, they're giving you pretty damn near close to the right amount. I always like to order a potato. Dude, I have found, so I have a lot of food intolerances, and I have found almost anywhere you go, you can order either chicken or steak, potato, and steamed veggies. Like every restaurant has this. Like, I don't know why, but they all do. I mean, I've been to literally Mexican restaurants where I could order a sirloin steak and a potato. It was a lot of them do have it, or chicken or steak and rice from most places. You know, Chinese restaurants, you can order just a side of white rice and steamed veggies with chicken. It just kind of comes down to like recognizing that you can, and you can order stuff that isn't necessarily on the menu. Just ask. The only way you'll know is if you ask. If they don't have it, then they don't have it. But the only way you know is if you ask.
Yeah. My go-to at like just like a regular like all American type of restaurant is like a grilled chicken sandwich, because those are honestly pretty damn good. And you can track the individual ingredients, right? You can track the bun, you can track the chicken, you can track the, you know, veggies that are on it. And then, you know, for sides, I'll probably get like vegetables or fruit. Because then again, they're just, it's easy to track those individual ingredients versus trying to figure out all of these extras that are in a dish. When it comes to sushi, you know, pretty much, again, like we said before, you can track any roll, or sashimi is a good one. If I go to like a Mexican restaurant, my go-to is fajitas, because I can just track it as Chipotle. Italian restaurants, I will usually go, they usually have like chicken, and you know, if I want to get pasta, I can track pasta, things like that. So there's options at literally any place that you go to. It really just comes down to knowing where you're going, one, and like Chelsea said before, planning ahead of time. If you know you're going there, plan ahead of time. And if you don't know that you're going there, then, you know, maybe budget some macros for that meal, right? Budget some carbs, budget some protein, budget some fats, you know, budget it kind of like you would a free meal, and adjust accordingly.
Yep. So it really is, it's all what you make it, you know, when it comes to staying on track with your nutrition or not, when it comes to exercising or not. I noticed one more thing to talk about, I guess, is when it comes to exercising and working out, if you do still want to get like your normal workouts in, I've seen a lot of people kind of get nervous because, you know, they're used to doing barbell work or leg press or like these bigger machines. And a lot of times, you know, hotel gyms don't have all of that. Most of the time they just are dumbbells. And if you're lucky, a cable set up. It's okay to modify your workouts for a week. You know, I've seen so many people freak out, like, what am I going to do? How am I going to work out? I usually barbell squat, you know, I can't barbell squat. It's okay. I mean, do some goblet squats, you know, you can still do the same movement patterns just with dumbbells or with cables. You know, if you usually do a barbell squat, do a goblet squat. If you usually do a barbell bench press, do a dumbbell bench press, you know, same thing with, I mean, deadlifts, you can do a dumbbell deadlift. It doesn't have to be perfect. Most things are modifiable, and it's okay for 1 week to not follow your program to a T.
Yeah. Even like body weight workouts. I mean, we went, what, how many months without gyms being open? Use your quarantine knowledge and, you know that if we can go X amount of months without a gym, you're going to be okay for a week without your gym, right? You can modify body weight, you can modify with dumbbells, you can, you know, if you want to like bring your own bands, you can do that as well, right? You can make modifications and it's going to be okay.
Yeah. So that's probably the last thing, but honestly, I hope the biggest takeaway that you guys get from this is it's entirely up to you, and whether it's entirely up to you to choose to just fully enjoy your vacation without worrying about your goals, that's fine. You know, make that decision and own it. It's entirely up to you as well, though, if you want to stay on track, to just do what's necessary to stay on track. And it all just comes down to, what do you want? Make that decision and own it.
Yeah. Don't feel like pressured to do either or, you know, make the decision your own, right? If you want to track, that's great. You don't have to feel like you know, are the odd one out. You don't have to feel like, you know, you are, you know, too obsessed or whatever with your goal, with your goals, right? It's your life, your choice. If you want to stay on track, stay on track. If you don't, then don't, right? Like you said, own that decision, be okay with that decision, and whichever decision that you make, you know, hopefully some of these tips were helpful to implement either way.
Yeah. So I think that's all we have for today. This is a pretty big topic. So if you guys have any questions or anything else that you'd like us to talk about, please As always, feel free to let us know. Flex is very upset that we're about to end this podcast. He's crying. But thank you guys so much for listening. I'm sorry. My dog is beating me up.
Like she said, thank you for listening. As always, leave comments down below, or reviews, not comments. This is a podcast, not a video. Leave us a 5-star review. Tell us what else you want to hear. Make sure to follow us over on Instagram. We have some exciting things coming for Team NK Athletics. So make sure to follow us on Instagram to stay up to date with that. You know, once it's all said and done, we will, you know, announce it on here as well for our podcast listeners, but we are excited for it. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and make sure to tag us in your stories if you like us and love us.
Help us spread the word. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Adios, amigos.